put another log on the fire. Cook me up some bacon and some beans, and go out to the car and change the tire. Wash my socks and sew my old blue jeans. Come on, baby, you can fill my pipe, and then go fetch my slippers and boil me up another pot of tea. Then put another log on the fire, babe, and come and tell me why you're leaving me.
That might do it.
Redneck Valentine wish to you all. Good morning. Welcome to Rosie on the House. We had a lot of fun last week when we were doing the Valentine's Day. It was kind of a twofer. It was like President's Day weekend and Valentine's Day all wrapped up into one. So we decided on air to celebrate Valentine's Day. We're going to celebrate President's Day today. In our 10 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking about the history of the construction and the remodeling benchmarks of the White House. I had a lot of fun putting the show together.
I know you did. You had your nose in that book all week.
Yeah,
chance you got.
It was fun. We're going to have a lot of fun with that. So we'll be doing a little bit of that. You know, one thing we could do, you hit the nerve on the Valentine's Day happy marriage thing. We got a lot of comments about My 50 Shades of Lily White.
Mm-hmm.
That movie disgusts me. I don't even know what it's about, but it disgusts me.
It should. And
yeah.
I do like the Lily White thing.
Yeah. We're 50 Shades of Lily White right here at Rosie on the House. That's all we're ever going to be. This thing about Mark Salem saying I was always the one in trouble is completely wrong. But we could give away subscriptions to Arizona Highway Magazine for an hour every week. Every time I mention that, you get bombarded with people.
We had requests by Facebook and email and people telling the stories of their loved ones. We got a feedback this morning that one of the families in Massachusetts that will be getting a subscription is under 9 feet of snow and had to hire somebody to shovel their roof.
Where?
Massachusetts.
Romy, say Massachusetts.
Mass. Boston, Mass. Boston, M-A-S-S. Mass. Mass.
That's always been a hard one for me. Massachusetts.
There you go.
I usually tend to turn the U into an I, so I don't say it at all.
All I know is if it's not right, we're going to hear about it because you can't get away with mispronouncing things without phone calls. No, it's Des Plaines, according to all the callers while you were on live last week.
And I guess I gave a wrong date for a particular song on air.
By 10 years.
By 10 years.
Well, we'll
we
cover
about that as well.
Yeah, you even corrected yourself on air next segment that it says 1965, but I said 1955. You know, that was the year Sanderson Ford started, so we were tied into that. But even after you corrected yourself on air, oh, man, did we still hear that Gary Lewis and the Playboys, the diamond ring, wasn't until 1965. And Tom particularly says, I should know because in 1955, I was in boot camp with him at Fort Sills, Oklahoma.
With the singer?
Yeah, with Gary Lewis.
Oh, wow.
He said there was a lot of other basketball athletes and football stars that were all up and coming, and to keep from getting drafted and sent to Vietnam, they all entered the National Guard as a way to keep from having to get deployed over to Vietnam. So he said there was all kinds of, I mean, they weren't anybody at that time, but they were all, you know, right on the edge of breaking into their, you know, celebrity career. And to keep from getting blown up in the jungle, they went to the National Guard.
We could do like a whole 7 o'clock hour correcting the mistakes that I made the previous week.
They hold the bar pretty high for you.
I do have some more, but we'll save that for
later.
It's
called Des Plaines.
Uh-huh.
Okay, we were talking about Des Plaines because in 1955, Ray Kroc opened the first McDonald's in Des Plaines. So we were relating everything back to 1955. And then our producer, Mike Reese, throws in this one song from 1965, and I blew it. And we heard about it.
We'd love to get corrected on air. Oh, please, 1-888-767-4348. Well, we would do nothing but take calls on how we need to be corrected, the whole broadcast.
And we're taking calls, and we'd like to hear from you about what ideas you'd like to do with this 7 o'clock show. We could expand the garden hour, do 2 hours of garden. I know I got a couple emails about that. They'd like to see that. We could expand the home improvement show, cooking, Arizona highways. Back roads of Arizona.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.